All right, after the closing jingle of this week's podcast, stick around for an interview with Sam Hunt.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast.
Man, the jingles have gotten so much better
podcast,
in just months.
Podcast.
That's crazy.
Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
No, this is what I imagine 5 seconds of summer to sound like, but I don't know what they actually are.
You're pretty close.
Okay. Thank you.
Like, watch. Okay, so you heard that, right? That is a jingle for the podcast intro, but now listen to that. That was, when did I do those? Maybe 6-7 months ago?
Yeah.
This is the difference in how much it's progressed. Like, the production is crisper.
Yeah.
It's, the bit rate is better, the sample rate, all of it.
Wake up. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Big D and Bubba, it's time to rise. Laughter and fun, we're ready to go. Start Friday right with the Big D and Bubba Show.
So much better.
And this is going to get big, better and better and better and better and better and better, man.
Did you hear the gold?
I did.
Aw, it's high score guy.
He's excited.
He was so happy,
that
man.
That haunts
he
my
was,
nightmares.
He was in the best mood when we talked to him. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. And no, we don't have a guest actually in the studio with us this week. It's just us.
We got a big week, though. Big weekend. We're hosting the Opry on Sunday and inducted into the Country Radio Hall of Fame on Monday night.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Like, I think, like, I only have like one or two outfits that are decent, and I'm starting to really sweat all this because I can't wear what I want to wear to the Opry on Monday night for the induction. So am I going to just...
Why can't you?
Is it the same outfit?
No.
Oh.
No, but I mean, the problem is all my outfits look the same. They're all black shirts.
Okay.
With some kind of dark jeans.
Yeah, that's...
going to say something a little sexist, but you're a dude.
Yeah,
like,
that's kind of the move, man. Like, everyone does that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be too weird. That's kind of basically what I'm doing.
Are you going to wear the same thing both nights?
No.
No, I mean, it's two different occasions.
But, I mean, it's similar. I may wear the same jeans.
Opry 100th.
Okay. Yeah, part of it won't... What D wants to do, part of it won't work on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Are you going to wear pants?
Me?
No. Bubba, to the Grand Ole Opry?
For the Opry?
Yeah.
Please wear
pants. Yes.
I don't know.
I always do.
It's Bubba. I don't know.
I always do. For the Opry, I do. Because, you know, even though it's not going to be in the mother church this week, it still feels like you're going to country church.
Mm-hmm.
It is such a cool thing.
Have you ever done the Opry at the Ryman?
No. No, I've been to the Ryman many times, but never done the Opry there. That would be trippy.
And we've hosted the Opry before, but we've never done it at the...
At the Ryman.
At the Ryman. It'll be good, though. That's a good list, too, this week for the Opry. We're bringing on Red Akins. But you got Riders in the Sky, who's my favorite.
Yes.
Gene Watson. Man, your mom would be happy.
Farewell party.
T. Graham Brown. Man, all kinds of...
Maybe
Dylan Carmichael.
Maybe I need to go run and get my parents. Maybe I need to. Gene Watson's at the Opry. I mean... My mom would remember the time we had Gene Watson call her and tell her hello, and she freaked out.
Oh, that's adorable.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should. Would they go to the Hall of Fame thing too, or no?
They said no because, you know, they're just elderly. They're
hard to get
around. It's hard to get around. Dad was like, I don't want to get anything. You know,
I'm so excited to meet Lair Bear. By the way,
you haven't met Larry?
No, I haven't met Larry. Remember, I'm still the new guy.
Wow.
Carson, have you met my dad?
Yeah, okay. I believe they came in the studio.
It's the weirdest thing. Because Big D and his dad look alike. Like, not really, but, like, you can see where Big D will end up being Larry when he gets old, you know?
Man, that dad's got so much hair on his head. I hate it. I tell him, I go, he's like, ah, I got a haircut. I'm like, you're still getting haircuts. Good for you, man. Good for you. He's, yeah, go ahead.
Is that proof that it goes by the moms?
Goes by the moms. My mom had very thin hair, you could, like, see her, like, she would stand there, and if there's a light behind her, you could, like, see the whole, like, just right through it. And it's like, I would compare it to ryegrass. You know, if you, like, overseed in that real thin grass that comes up, it was kind of like that. And then she came out of her room on Sunday morning as we're getting ready to go to church, and she had a wig on and did not give anyone a heads up.
And not you or your dad?
I think my dad knew, but she walked out and I was like, it's a lot. When you go from one to another, he was like, oh, that looks great. And I was like, yeah, it looks good. And so she had a wig for, I don't know, last 5-10 years of her life.
Yeah, I can remember at your wedding. I don't remember she didn't have a wig on then.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think of the pictures and all that. I don't remember her wearing a wig for that.
Yeah, I think she kind of came to grips with it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember your mom ever having a wig.
Nah, she did. She had a wig time. She had a wig era.
Getting wiggy with it.
Getting wiggy with it. Old Mama Sue with a wig.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man. But, yeah, so dad'll be there, and he's excited. My aunt, his sister, was in town to see him, and she said that he went to Sam's Club and walked right up to some young, good-looking woman, girl, like in her 20s or whatever, and said, let me ask you something.
Yes, sir?
You ever heard of Big D and Bubba? She goes, yeah, I think so. Well, that's my son, and he's going to go in the Hall of Fame. Aww. She goes, oh, that's cool, and just kept talking to her.
Yeah.
It's that old
Your
man.
Dad really
that's
does
adorable,
need.
Honestly. Really,
weren't we talking about whenever he was in the hospital getting him a shirt that just said Big D's dad?
Oh, yeah.
We really need to do that.
He's great, man. He's been kind of feeling not great lately. But
what if we did one like those Hello things, you know, they have the big hello.
Hey, they're gonna have
so-and-so.
I hope they have. I hope everyone there has them.
No, but I'm saying for your dad, we just get a big one where it's like the thing, and it just says, "Hello, I'm Larry," and then below it, Big D's dad.
Oh, for him to wear around town,
like all over the place.
I think that would be.
Yeah, we don't have to wear name tags at the Hall of Fame, do we?
I hope everyone has name tags on.
Oh,
because there's a lot of people I'm supposed to know, and we won't know. I won't remember their name.
I'll stick to you, and because I don't know anybody, so I'll just like, oh, hi, I'm Carson. That way they'll still know him back. And
you go first.
Yeah, I use that trick all the time.
That's a great trick.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Have you met my friend Amy? And I hope they reach over like, hi, Amy, I'm Jennifer. Great. Yeah, because I didn't know Jennifer's name.
Yeah, the problem is he and I have the same problem.
That's why you need a chaperone. You need me.
Yeah.
Bubba needs a chaperone for many reasons.
That's true, though.
What?
I'm excited because my former colleague, Bill Cody, will be emceeing the event. So my two radio worlds collide, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. How long has he been doing been in the business?
Oh, boy. In terms of his entire career, I think over 40 years now.
Yeah, he did the podcast with us not too long ago. Well, maybe a year ago. He's a great stories too. He's one of those guys is like remembers everyone's name, remembers what they were, where they were, what
it's
they were doing.
Kind of the opposite of us.
Yeah, yeah, really it's kind of incredible.
It's such a superpower.
I got to work with him quite a bit, and he would just remember the most random facts about people from previous conversations with them, and I'm like, I have no idea how you do that. But it's so engaging, and it's such a warm thing to do, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy who goes, well, so now where are you from? You know, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. That's a home of...
And he'll have a personal story.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. Changed a tire in Jackson one time. The rain.
I shot a man in Reno once.
Yeah. I had a blowout in Hattiesburg. I did, actually.
But yeah, we're excited. We got a big weekend ahead, and I think I'm going to try and I think I got everything I need for clothes. I got one thing I'm waiting on, but other than that, it's good.
I have to go buy some specific undergarments to make sure that everything is sucked in properly in my dress.
Isn't that stuff hot?
Can I have one of those, please?
Well, yeah, but where usually these kind of rooms are cold. They usually have the AC cranked up, so I'm not too worried about sweating.
Do they do that because people wear sport coats and jackets and suit jackets and things like that?
I think it's part of it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You mean men do, because women were there in short sleeves or no sleeves, and we're blue and chattering. Like, I have to go escape outside just to get, you know, some feeling back in my toes. Gosh,
I've got to dress up three nights in a row because I'm going to the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Because a friend of mine's being inducted.
Who's going in?
Ron Slay.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's going in. Yeah.
Oh, good for him. So, I love Ron.
Yeah, Ron's a great guy.
Huge man.
6'7".
He is large.
Big guy. Yeah. Former SEC Player of the Year.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he got into radio?
Got into radio 5 years ago. Yeah. Got in, and now he's doing stuff on SEC Network and ESPN and just taking off.
Some of those guys and girls, they do really well. Like, they get into the media world. Some of them are terrible. But every once in a while, you find one that's like really good.
He's one of them.
I felt bad for Drew Brees. I really thought he was going to stick around for a little while.
He is. I just read it yesterday. He is going to be doing at least a game or two, I think, during Christmas.
Oh.
That Drew's at least getting an Amazon gig for a short period of time.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he wasn't good, though.
I will say, and I don't want this to be a bad thing, because when I say it, I know I'm going to get
attacked. You just basically said, I don't mean disrespect, but.
I mean no disrespect, but I like regular sportscasters over the Manning cast. The Manning cast is nice for the stories.
Yeah, that's
right. But when I'm trying to watch the game,
love it.
It's such a distraction. I'm like,
that's the perfect reason why they have a Manning cast, because Carson loves that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for that.
I also do find it more interesting because I prefer, like, I actually used to listen to a lot of sports talk, but I liked the people who mixed the pop culture into the
anecdotal
sports. Yeah. Like, if you're just giving me straight, dry sports, you're boring. And I'm tuning you out like you're Charlie Brown's teacher.
And it is boring.
No, it's not. If it's a good game,
No.
I find that the sports talk.
If you're doing that,
yeah, I was going to say, I find that the Manning cast, whenever they do that, is the equivalent of watching the director telling you on the director's commentary on an old DVD, which was cool to watch every now and then, especially with a movie that you've seen 1,000 times. But what's How I Met Your Mother? You saw they're doing that podcast.
No,
they're going episode by episode.
Who's doing it?
The guy who plays the guitar now?
Is it
Josh
Ted?
Radner?
I'm not listening to that.
Yeah, he's doing it.
Oh, he's insufferable.
Like,
yeah. He's right up there with Zach Braff. Oh, gosh.
Didn't they do that with Boy Meets World? Didn't they?
Oh, that's still happening.
I'm saying it's just this.
Oh, yeah.
Is the,
they're doing the rewatch with Topanga and
the other guy.
And Will Friedle, as well as the best friend. I went to their live taping.
Did you?
Yeah, they did a live taping. It was so much fun. Yeah, it's a really good time.
And then two of the women from The Office doing a podcast. Yeah.
Christine Taylor, you from Hey Dude. She and the guy that played Ted were doing a Hey Dude podcast.
Hey Dude.
Isn't Christine Taylor married to Ben Stiller?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Hey Dude was like my favorite show growing up. I was so excited.
There's only like three seasons.
You're a little old for that.
I remember it, but you're a little old. I never watched it.
It was, I still quote Hey Dude on like, not quite daily, but I'll say a few times a week basis. I make Hey Dude jokes. But that's also because I talked to my brother a lot.
What about Salute Your Shorts? Was that the other
one?
That
was good.
Okay.
That was good, but I really loved Hey Dude because I loved Will They or Won't They of Brad and Ted, which Brad was a chick, by the way.
I liked the brunette that was on that show that's never done anything since.
Brad.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah.
Yes, or Kelly. I forget what her actual name is. Kelly something. They found her. No, the guy that played Danny, though, people thought he was dead because nobody could find him.
Oh, was he like not on socials and all that?
Somebody wrote into Parade magazine asking, is Joe Torres from Hey Dude dead? And I was like, I took a picture of it because I was so excited somebody remembered Hey Dude. He's alive, though. They did find him.
Thanks. So speaking of doing that, so a lot of people have been using like ChatGPT like their search engine now. And so I've noticed they mix things up. You can say, are all the members of so-and-so band alive? And sometimes it'll say, no, this guy's dead. And then you go, is so-and-so dead? And it goes, no, they're alive because they share a name with somebody else. So it pulls articles from all over the place and doesn't fact check itself. So you have to be very careful whenever you're Googling things like that or ChatGPTing things like that, because it will say somebody had already passed.
Well, I get real irritated every time I Google. It's like, here's what AI found for you. Did you want that? No. And I keep clicking no, and then it still does it.
Okay. I've got my Outlook wants me to use Copilot all the time. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
So an acquaintance of mine, gentleman's name is Joey Kent. He played for the Vols, had a famous play, you know, to keep it broad. Get on the internet one morning, and a story is circulating all around the internet that he had been shot and killed.
Oh, no.
Of course he had not.
Oh.
That did not happen. Oh, so I texted him and said, did you know you got shot? Then he said, I found out I died this morning. Because you just had to, you know, you just had to laugh about it.
That's got to be weird. Like, what happens, you know, because, you know, there's always going to be that one friend or two or three friends who are going to, once you've been confirmed dead, that they're going to text you and be like, man, I miss you kind of thing. wish
Even worse,
I could
you
hear
get the people
voice.
You don't actually really know who start putting up social media posts about you for clout.
Oof. Oof. No, thank you. Anthony Michael Hall is alive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay. Because I know he was like one of the, wasn't he like one of the teachers on the Goldbergs?
Oh, he might have been.
Yeah. Like later?
Yeah, he might have. He also did guest spots on Psych. He was in The Dead Zone, which is such an underrated, amazing show.
He's a cool dude. Like, he just seems like he would be fun to hang out with.
I don't know, but sure.
Yeah. Anyway. Big D, you okay?
Oh, sorry, I'm putting out a fire out.
Oh, Lord.
It's not a fire. That's the wrong thing to say. It's not a fire. It's an email.
Yeah. Okay.
And on the other side, like, there's no fire. There's no fire anywhere.
Do you need me to do something?
No, no, no. There's just no, not at all.
Okay, I just hear it sounds like radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because we'll be sitting in here sometimes, the song will be playing, and you hear everybody typing. And it's so weird because it's like back in the day, you would hear old radio, you would hear newspapers and printed things.
Oh, yeah, remember.
Yeah, from the other room.
Ticker tape machine.
Ticker tape.
Yeah, the AP machine.
Then you had the dot matrix printers.
Oh, yes.
You know, with the little holes on the side.
Yes. Yeah.
And it looked like
you Dude, I do miss that kind of ambient sound.
Yeah, I remember reloading those
anymore.
Printers.
Yeah. The only noise that is made here is that incredibly loud fan in Garrett's studio. I don't know what that fan is.
Hold on. It's loud just because of the way we have everything mic'd.
But I'm saying
because that fan is for a server, so I mean.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like a server room, and it's got this fan that's like.
Yeah, you never hear it on the air, though.
No. But you hear that, and you hear a little bit of crosstalk in some of the channels on the control board.
Me
and
blowing
Big D
my
and
nose
I
all the time.
It. You're always blowing your nose.
Allergies, man.
I like to say this is the sound that Big D makes.
Yes.
It's my water bottle.
Absolutely.
I'm getting some water.
No. And every time I still hear it. When you crush it, I still hear it. I'm too sexy for the way you crush it. You always crush it in the same tempo every time. And it sounds like the beginning of I'm Too Sexy. Because I'm a nerd.
Yeah, you are a nerd.
And I hear things as songs all the time. You also hum a lot. That's another thing you do.
You do?
Yeah, and he'll play drums with his fingers, and you can tell what song. Like, he'll be going.
I mean, he's doing that right now.
And I'll
he's
be doing like, Morse code is that so-and-so song? And he's like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, anything I hear, I repeat it back. Like, that's bad. I hear, just the end of a song, like, I'll do that for 4 or 5 hours.
You have to give him new songs.
No, I don't think I'm well. I think there's something. I think I got dropped. Well, anyway, yeah, it'd be good to see Dad, man. I think you guys are gonna like him. He'll be on in character.
he'll be on.
Well, he will when he gets out in public. He turns it on.
He does, man. It's, you know, and I used to be like, so when I go, like, he's in the hospital, like, he's in the doctor, I would go with him to, you know, his appointments and stuff like that. And they'll come in there and they'll walk in and he'll say, "Well, didn't know if you're going to make it or not." And they're like, "I'm," and it's usually like an Indian, a doctor, and he's like, "I'm sorry,
I didn't know." Everything is very literal.
Yes. And then he says, and then he explains it. "Well, been sitting here for 10 minutes, and I didn't know if you were going to show up or not. But anyway, you're here. All right." That's him, man. He might be quiet, though. It might be kind of interesting because that room is going to be full of people and things that he's never been around.
Sold out.
And he's never been around, like, I don't know, glitzy things. Like, he's like, so, because I got him a room at the hotel that's being held up.
Oh, wow.
And so he can, you know, he can get there and get
mosey
ready.
Mosey down to hit the ballroom.
Yeah, and afterwards, or if he gets tired, he can leave, you know, and go lay down or something. And then after it's over, he can, you know, stay the night if he wants or whatever. And then I'll get him back home tomorrow or the next day. But, he may be kind of shy. He could be kind of gun shy on all this. I don't know.
Oh, I hope he's lame.
I think because you guys are last, he'll open up the later it goes.
Also, it has been requested that you guys keep it tight.
Good.
Because well, last year they said they got it down to just over 2 hours.
I mean,
and I'm like that because the one time I went, I swear we were there until like the next day.
Well, they gave them 6 minutes each.
I time mine's a minute and a half.
Yes.
What? Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, mine is right at 5:30. Yeah.
Oh, God, Lord, no.
Yeah, you guys were given 6 minutes each.
So. No, I love this.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I did write a little something, but honestly, they're going to have a teleprompter, and it's, you know, I don't even need, I'm just going to be like, they're going to do it.
I mean, you got dress rehearsal, you've got group photos beforehand.
We have to go and do dress rehearsal?
Yes! Yeah, we do.
You've known that from the beginning.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you have.
No, I didn't.
I just make sure to send every email to Hotmail.
You act like I read an email.
That's you problem.
Okay, so we have dress rehearsal, and what are we going to do during that? We're gonna
rehearse dressing.
Yeah,
we're just kind of gotta do a run through.
Okay. Yeah, just do it. It's just a run of show.
Okay, do we have to go there like early in the afternoon for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is an all day deal for you.
Yeah, we gotta get there.
I know it's gonna take away from.
Do I have to bring my clothes that I'm gonna be wearing? No. I mean, am I gonna be able to go home between?
Maybe.
You have a room.
Yeah, you have a room.
I have a room.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Are you not? Yes, you have.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I can't hold your hand for everything.
You have a room. So bring your stuff. Okay. And this is really something we should have off the air. But
this is more fun to do it on
the air. I felt really ill-informed because I didn't know what time I was supposed to be there. But I feel a little better about Bubba now.
Okay. Yeah, so we have. All right. Okay, great.
Yeah. So
okay,
bring
all my stuff to work.
Yeah. Bring all your stuff to the hotel.
I am so.
You'll check in.
Also, me, an idiot. I thought we were all going to Uber together.
No.
Guess that's not happening.
That's me. I was thinking we'd all meet here. We take an Uber like we always do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So no. So bring clothes. Go to your room. Turn the air conditioning down to zero. So I you know, I bought a little one of those handheld fans on TikTok. I bought one because it's gonna be so hot. It's gonna be hot. I'm not used to wearing a jacket, a suit coat, and pants.
A handheld. Yeah. Oh, like a little battery fan.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I expect the room to be, you know, them just pouring a ton of AC into that room, but we'll see.
I'm gonna find out where it is and. Cranker on.
Well, that's the thing. You'll have time to scope it out beforehand.
Yeah, so. You can have your dad go and do it.
Tell him you're a mystery shopper.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
You guys turned me onto that key. Like, that's.
You just do that.
I've been to a couple events. They're a very nice hotel.
I got to just tell my dad, hey, Dad, it's hot in here. Do you want to have the air? Yeah, it is. Well, he's always cold, but. Dad, this is your mission. You have to have whoever's in charge of it turn it down. All right. Dude, it'll be absolutely down.
Yep.
It'll be Arctic.
Yes.
Okay. I'm excited for that awkward moment when I have to tell the server, hi, I need a different meal.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm difficult.
I'm that guy. Yep, okay. I am absolutely that guy. Oh, thanks. They put a carrot in front of me. I go, yeah, that's fine.
So my kids are going to be gone. I know this for a fact. Are they going with us early or do they go late in the evening?
They can go later.
Okay.
Yeah, because they'll have their own tickets.
Okay.
Because if the list that you gave me a while back is it's accurate.
I gave you an accurate
list. Okay, and then they will have individual tickets.
Do we check in at a door, or do they give us tickets like beforehand?
I don't know the answer to that.
Is there like a secret entrance that we can get into?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a big deal. Secret entrances are fun. Big D, remember we did the secret entrance under downtown, and that was the coolest
thing?
You
want to be in a tunnel.
Why are you going to have a secret entrance?
Because it's cool. When you're the guest of honor, you need a secret entrance.
You get the fog machine, and you get the lift raising you up, and the spotlight. Like
I would be like Pink, and I would be flying over the stage.
This is what's amazing about these two is that don't want any attention on them, anything like that. And then as soon as you introduce a gimmick or technology to Bubba, he wants the biggest show possible.
I do.
It's amazing how it just flips like
I'm
that.
Like, what can we do?
I don't want to wear pants, but hey, let's get some fireworks.
You know what? That's the thing. I don't want to wear pants. I want to go and be comfortable,
pants because I guaranteed them you would wear pants.
Wear pants.
I'm going to wear pants. I'm saying I would like to not have to wear pants, but I'm going to wear pants.
By the way, I killed the room with that joke. It worked in the conference well.
What?
You guys wearing pants.
Say it again?
When I had the Zoom call for you guys about this whole Hall of Fame thing and everybody sitting in there and you guys aren't in there, I didn't say much other than that at the very end. I said, look, the only thing I guarantee is that they will be wearing pants, but I guarantee nothing else. And everybody got a good laugh.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Bob and I, we wear shorts every day, year round. It doesn't matter how cold, how hot, rainy, snow, it doesn't matter. We wear shorts. Because the thing is, by the time, we're not outside all the time. We just got to walk from our car to the studio. That's like 12 steps, and then it's covered. So why would I wear pants all the time? Silly.
Because what happens is, you go into a place, especially in the winter, and it's hot. And then you're like, I'm just burning up. I'm wearing pants. And in the summer, you go into somewhere and it's, you know, it's cold or whatever. And you go outside and it's hot. So you want to be comfortable wherever you go. So shorts all the time. Unless you have to be outside, I totally think that's the way we should go. Like Guam was cool. When I would live there, the lawyers would wear shorts into court
because oh, yeah?
they wore like the oh, they yeah? wore those pleated lawyer shorts, you know, like you'd see somebody at the country club wear. But they would show up and do your thing, and they would be in shorts and like a little short sleeve button up shirt, no tie. I mean, it was cool and laid back. I wish that was more of the world.
Yeah, they used to. I'm in the Bahamas. They did that.
Feels very Vineyard Vines.
Yeah,
it was very Vineyard Vines.
Is your speech really 5 minutes long?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I thought I was told to do a thing. Now you're making me think I need to not do that thing.
Less is more.
Yeah, no.
Okay, if you want to make changes, you can get changes in the afternoon resent to the teleprompter. But
again, this is all off air.
Right. Right. Okay. But leave it alone. It's fine. It's good.
It'll be fine. I'm just giving you grief.
No more overthinking on this stuff.
Everybody will be drunk anyway.
Yeah. But trust me, man.
Yeah, they won't.
Is he going to speak first or second? Should the longer one go first or second?
Well, I figured you're first because you're Big D.
Yeah, I figured you're first just because you're first in the marquee.
And Bubba, so he's...
Okay. Yeah, good. I'll
Yeah, give him good room. Set it up for him.
Yeah, I'll set you up, man. I'll set you up high and let it fly.
You got that T right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because it's going to be... quick.
So what are you doing? Because you two keep acting like you're going to do some kind of gimmick. Is that for the
Opry?
Yeah,
I have a gimmick. It's for the room. It's a gimmick. It is. But it's a good gimmick. It's not
during the speech?
No.
Before?
Yes. Yes. It's something I'm wearing.
Okay.
Garrett and I know we're not telling you.
It's good, though.
Are you wearing a kilt?
No.
Maybe.
No, because he's not you.
Yeah.
wearing a kilt. When they say you guys have a room there, does that mean, are they expecting you to like stay the night at the hotel?
You can if you want.
They gave him the option.
Oh, so yeah. What he's trying to say is, are we going to stay? Garrett's saying, are we going to stay at the hotel? Because if not, he would like to stay at the hotel.
Actually, no, I would like to go home.
Yeah. Because his house is only like 3 miles away.
I have a dog.
I would like to go home too, but it's like 45 minutes for me to get home from there. So yeah. I might, you know.
What's actually closer? Carson knows. What's closer, there or here to my house? It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's
It's a toss up.
It's a tomato tomato.
I am right in between. It's crazy. I will say this because I've been thinking about maybe moving just to, because I bought a house. I bought a 4-bedroom house after the divorce, thinking, oh well, you know what? If my kids need a place to land, they'll have each of them have their own bedroom. The whole nobody. Frankie's with me part time now. Actually, he's living in L.A. And so I'm by myself. I have a house with nobody there. I'm like, you know what? I need to downsize. And if I do, I want to get back in this neighborhood. I think it would be nice to be 5 minutes away from work again. Remember, I had a 7-minute walk.
Mm-hmm. You have one of those bikes, those electric bikes.
Yeah.
I bought that cool. After I tore up my calf. Yeah, and it was great because it made it easy to go up the little hills and everything to work. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Really, really awesome.
Anyway, so yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's fire officially put out.
Oh, thank you.
It wasn't even a fire.
Well, okay. Whatever it was, thank you.
Whatever ember was it even you a buried, spark? We appreciate.
Was it a chispa?
What happens if I go to my after the ceremony and I go to my dad's room and I knock on the door and some chick answers?
No.
This could be like the cocktail waitress.
Cocktail.
That would mean Sue is out of the picture then.
Yeah, it would be.
Are you gonna put a Coldplay song behind it and send video?
All right. Are we done?
Yep. I was gonna say we should have my dad name one Coldplay, and then I realized I can't name one Coldplay.
What are we doing,
dude? You don't know you can't a, name Coldplay a Coldplay song?
Oh, wait a second, I can't. Wait a second, don't tell me. Right. Don't play. You're talking about the tune, or do I need to know the name?
I'll give you a tune. I'll allow a tune.
Okay, Coldplay. Coldplay did. Is that the one where the song where he has the I just heard I'm gonna be a dad.
No,
things are changing. Nope. Did he give me the first letter?
I'll give you a hint. One of their songs is the a one? Color.
That's exactly the one I was gonna pick.
It's a color.
Like Roy G. Biv. Got to pick one of them.
Oh, they do. I'm blue. I'm blue. No,
they are not Eiffel
65 or
jingle,
whatever.
Bubba. Play the jingle.
Yeah. Yellow. Yellow is the one we were talking
yellow?
About.
And it's all yellow.
And it's all yellow?
Yeah. This
was the podcast, no, I know that's better than that.
But now it's over, but that's okay.
Because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
For those of you listening on a podcast app, Sam Hunt coming up now.
What's up there, Sam Hunt?
Howdy. What's going on, fellas?
We're fine. We're good. Hey, I'm meant to tell you.
Yeah.
You know in Locked Up, in the video of Locked Up?
Yep.
Did you know how haunted Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary is where you filmed the video?
Well, I've heard a little bit about it since then. I haven't, nobody was like firsthand experience or anything, but I heard it had that reputation.
Well, it's super haunted. I'm a huge ghost, like paranormal TV show.
Big D lives on scares.
I love it. I really do. But like Brushy Mountain is notorious. Dude, I'm going to send you clips. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to see it. But
no, it's fascinating.
It's like they're filming and they're like, okay, well, we're walking into like the cafeteria. And all of a sudden you hear someone go, hey, I want you to have blah, blah, blah. Like a legit
disembodied voice?
Yes, dude, I'm telling you. Or people walking, slamming of cells and stuff like jail cells and that kind of thing.
I mean, I will say some of the guys told us some of the stories and some of the like.
Oh, yeah?
Like well, not ghost stories, but just the way that those guys were treated back then, which pretty terrible. Dark time as far as prisons go. You know, obviously prisons aren't a great place regardless, but yeah. I mean, it used to be really rough. And so you could feel that it was definitely not a place where a lot of fun, happy experiences happening for a lot of years.
Have you ever seen anything paranormal in your life?
I haven't, to my knowledge. I've had some, you know, dreams sort of like in and out, like, am I awake or was I asleep when this happened? So it's sort of like a sleep paralysis kind of weird fever dream kind of stuff. But
it feels
pretty real. But
yes.
That's as far as I've experienced.
You know what always freaks me out is like people telling the stories about how they get those where they're paralyzed, the sleep paralysis, where they wake up and they can't move. Yeah. And then they, you know, they start panicking and nothing like that has ever happened to me, but I think I would freak out.
I don't know how you come back from that. I mean, there's someone at the end of your bed and they start floating towards you and you can't move. Oh, God.
Yeah. I've heard those stories. I've had some like where something was, you know, like even recently I had this dream where something was in the room and I thought I was awake. I was asleep, but my dream was happening in my actual room. So, and something, I don't know what it was, like grabbed me and like held me.
Dude, come on.
I just sort of fought my way out of it.
Was
like, what was going on? You were like, sounded like you were in a fight for your life. And then finally you woke up. So that was a pretty freaky one.
Yeah,
Carson's right, by the way. This is Summerween time, isn't it?
It's Summerween. That's right, Summerween. Sam Hunt joining us. Got Country House is awesome. I love that when you go, you start listening to the song, you're like, oh, this sounds really familiar. I like I recognize everything on here except for the chickens on the roof or whatever it was. Never had chickens on. Did you have chickens on the roof?
Well, I was thinking about, you know, the old. What are they? The wind.
The wind vanes.
Weather vanes.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Just like the chicken. So that's what I'm going for there.
Oh. Okay. You got a little too artsy. In that case, we've had
chickens on the roof.
I thought you actually meant. My bad. Well,
they'd be sitting ducks up there for the hawks.
That's right.
They'd be sitting chickens.
Sitting chickens.
Right. I was listening to it. Another one I thought of, guys, was the little blue light buzzing on the front porch. That's a bug zapper.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a bug zapper. You don't see them much.
Swamp cabin or something. Yeah. Well,
I still have one that I keep in the house. No kidding. When I see bugs flying around the house and I go to bed, I plug it in and I put it on the table and it
inside your house?
Inside my
house. That's a whole nother level of redneck.
I am so redneck. But, dude, it's the best feeling. You're laying in bed and down the hall you hear pop. And it's like you go, got him. Dude,
yeah, right.
There's satisfaction to that. You can call me whatever. I live alone. I can do booby things trap. Like this.
Booby trap.
You need to take care of the problem.
You need to tell you, do your kids, are they familiar with the beauty of a good bug zapper? You need to teach them up early, man.
I know. I like to hunt, and so I've come home a few times with my ducks, and I haven't yet had the things can perish conversation.
So what do you do with the ducks? Do you just kind of go to the garage and like close the door and don't let them out?
Yeah, I have a little spot out in the woods. I can go clean them. But I've done it so it's kind of like muscle. But I just, you know, I got my ducks. I'm coming home.
First
time I've had kids in the last 3 years and really a year and a half since they've been able to process something like that. So
while you process something,
you process.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
I remember, you know, and then I have to process my own childhood because I think, well, shoot, my dad and uncles, they had me out there at who knows how young.
Oh, my God.
On the dove field.
Well, that's because they desensitized us. You
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
We knew you have to do the flip sometimes.
Dude, I by the time I was 8, I had already done a human autopsy. I think like, this is.
Yeah. It turned me into a little BB gun psychopath.
Yeah, right.
My mom had a rule, though. Yep. Don't kill it if you're not going to eat it, son.
That's right.
No,
so
I
you
had
know.
To eat possum stew one time for that because of that rule.
Ooh, what's possum taste like?
Oh, I had one bite. It was
seems
awful.
Yeah,
I don't even. It's gray and.
Oh, you know.
I've never had that. Never been tempted,
dude. That should be. Yeah. We should do a Sam Hunt cooking show, and he eats gross food that he kills. God. Yeah.
I did that once, and that was my one and only possum meal.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, congrats on everything. I know the tour is in full swing, and you got a couple of goobers, Russell Dickerson, George Burge, Dalton Dover, which I love. It's going to be a great show. You can check all the information on Sam and where it's going to be on his website or on his social media. And anything else you need from us?
No. Good to catch up with you guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right, man.
All the time, man.
Be good. Sam Hunt, everyone. See you, Sam. Bye.
Talk to you soon. See you guys.